Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week. And in the second Aliyah of Parshat Noach, we have 16 psukim. In this Aliyah, Noach is told to bring 7 pairs of each kosher species in addition to the 2x2 pairs of other animals. And then Noach, his family, and all the animals all get on the Teva and the Mabul begins. The heavens mamish opened and the great flood begins. There is an incredibly enigmatic medrash on our pasuk that is found in the Yalkut Shimoni. The Torah in our Aliyah in Perek Zayin Pasuk Tet says the following: Shnaim Shnaim Ba'u El Noach El Hateva. And on this pasuk, the Yalkut Shimoni tells the following incredible story. The medrash says that when the animals came to the Teva 2x2, falsehood, Sheker, wanted to get on the Teva as well. And Noach said, Late at Yachil, Elaim kein nosvat lach zug. You may not enter unless you bring a mate with you, unless you bring your pair. And the Medrash continues that Sheker left and finds Pachta, pachta from the word pechat, which means lessening, destroying, diminishment. Sheker meets destruction, and destruction asks Sheker, where are you coming from? And Sheker says, I'm coming from Noach, and I wanted to get on the Teva. He won't let me enter the Teva unless I have a mate, unless I have a pair. So pachta, destruction, says, I will be your mate, on the condition that whatever you make, whatever you produce, I get to keep. And the Medrash continues that the two of them did indeed go on the Teva. Sheker and Pachta, falsehood and destruction, go on the Teva. And when the Mabul is over, Sheker came to Pachta, to destruction, and said, where are all my prophets? Where's everything that I created? And destruction replied, didn't we make a deal? The deal was that whatever you made, I get to keep. And the Medrash concludes by saying, "V'lo havale pitron peh," Sheker had no reply. And that's the Medrash. What does this Medrash mean? It's so enigmatic. What is this message of the Medrash? The Maharal Prague, Rabbi Yehuda Low, who died in 1619, has a most beautiful answer. It's found in his Sefer Netivot Olam. It's found in Netiv HaEmet Perek Gimel. It's also, this, the Maharal's answer is also found in a small pamphlet that was written by the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan, who died in 1933. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a small pamphlet called Sfat Tamim. And there in Perek Bet, on page Yud, the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Maharal Prague in Netivot Olam. Again, what does this Medrash say? What does it mean? Says the Maharal, the Teva was built in order to preserve those parts of creation that were needed to survive, that were needed in the world after the Mabul was over. Noach therefore took male and female animals onto the Teva. A male cat, for example, without a female cat, would never survive in the world after the Mabul was over. Both were needed for a world after the world after the flood. And what about Sheker? When Sheker alone came to the Teva, so to speak, Noach would not let it onto the Teva. He could not let it onto the Teva, says the Maharal. Sheker alone may not survive. There's no such thing as Sheker in the world without a partner. Noach could not have Sheker in the new world without a mate. And what mate did Sheker bring? Pachta. Destruction, diminishment, depletion. For the world to survive, Sheker must be paired with destruction. Whenever there is Sheker in the world, whenever gains are made in a Sheker way, its partner, destruction, is there as well. The Maharal gives an example. When a person tries to earn money, for example, through dishonest or deceitful methods, you can be sure that those gains will eventually be destroyed. The same is true with relationships that are built on Sheker, or kavod built on Sheker, or anything gained on Sheker. They will all eventually be destroyed. And that's the Medrash. When Sheker came to Pachta and said, "Where are my gains?" Pachta, destruction, said, "Don't you remember our bargain? Everything you gain goes to me," to Pachta, to destruction. Everything gained by Sheker is eventually destroyed. What a powerful Medrash, and what a powerful message. Have an amazing day, everyone.